talking today with Travis Meyer from News on 6. And Travis, let's talk a little bit about this fall and where we've been up to this point. This has really proven to be a substantially different fall than we enjoyed last year. We came off a very dry summer, but we got a little bit of rain along in the fall. Haven't had that this year.
Haven't had it at all. I mean, there was a reprieve, basically, from the drought for a little bit there. I think that gave everybody a little bit more of a, what should we say, a spiritual awakening, that they kind of felt better about farming and ranching and all. And this year is just pounding and pounding and pounding on us. And, you know, until we get something significant, and I mean, we keep looking, but there isn't any of those major storms. And I keep saying, oh, another 20, 30 days, maybe within the next 2 months, we keep thinking that we're going to see a big soaking event. It eventually has to happen. We know that. But right now, this is absolutely even stunning meteorologists such as myself.
When you look at these bigger, you know, longer-term patterns, what has to happen? What has to set up in the atmosphere to start bringing some pulses of moisture our way?
Well, the biggest thing is always the jet stream. And, you know, we've talked about that. TV weather guys have talked about that for 20 or 30 years. But the big thing continues to be that the jet stream is cutting us off, and it's kind of keeping all the storms to the north and to the east. And the eastern part of the country is starting to get very wet. And Louisiana, which was in a horrendous drought earlier in the summer, midsummer, has now changed to where they've had excessive amounts of water. So it's not that far away. But if the jet stream doesn't change, we're not going to see any significant change. Plus, the drought also impacts what we're doing as far as when you have a massive drought to begin with, that kind of feeds on itself. And so when you have that all the way, my folks are in Nebraska, they're having the worst drought that they can ever remember, and they're 80 years old. So this is a big deal, and the jet stream, if it doesn't change, will continue to have similar situation here for a while longer.
When we look on out, you know, maybe, first of all, balance of December, you really don't see anything on the immediate horizon, right?
Nothing that's real significant. We do have a change happening now that is going to allow a few more of these storm systems to roll in, colder air coming in. But, of course, that's normal. I mean, we're supposed to have at least that. And we see that most of the heavier rains are going to stay kind of east of us or in the eastern part of the state. And, like, the far northeast corner of the state has been doing okay. But when you look at areas from really the rest of Oklahoma, we haven't been able to snag those storms because they're just developing near Arkansas. So we'll see how this plays out. But at this time, there are some changes that are noteworthy that could actually give us some rainfall, not significant, but some rainfall or precipitation, since it's winter, that could get us at least for the next month.
When we start looking out into the first quarter 2013, what do you see setting up? In other words, when we have this dry of a September, October, November, even into December now, Does that really almost tell us we're going to continue that pattern in the winter season?
Well, when you have 34 out of 38 months that are above normal temperature and below normal precipitation, you know you've got a serious series or cycle going on. And so until that breaks, I can't forecast anything different because I don't see anything significant changing. The biggest things that have happened in the last several years is we've really got into La Nina and El Nino. I mean, that continues to drive, and I know a lot of farmers, ranchers starting to pay attention to that because that obviously affects everybody's life. If it's not going to rain in Oklahoma, we're messed up. And so what we see is that we're in neutral right now, which means there's no La Nina, there's no El Nino, and it's just the forecast is based on and derived off of sea surface temperatures. So we're looking at those, trying to figure out if there's any fluctuation that'll bring in El Nino. El Nino usually is wetter here, but we don't necessarily see that heading our way. And if we go back to a La Nina, that's the pattern we've been in for the last 2 years. That's not what we need.
Some guys are saying, and of course we got some old timers that do remember the 50s, and then the historically they even, you know, there's some comparisons even to the 30s. The 50s would be bad enough.
50s is horrible. And in fact, I was just hanging out with one of my friends he was in the fire in Manford and lost everything, barns, everything. He kept his house. But he was talking about the drought now reminds him of the 1950s. Very similar. The lakes had gone down. The Grand Lake in the eastern part of the state was exceptionally low. Some of these areas that just always had water, it wasn't there. And he said, I feel the same thing going on right now as what happened in the 50s. And for anyone who farmed at that time, especially in eastern Oklahoma, because a lot of them quit farming in eastern Oklahoma, they just went to rangeland after that because it was just terrible.
For your situation, you've got a small ranch operation, so you're having to cope. A lot of these guys are having to really deal with a very limited amount of rainfall right now and just trying to hang on.
Yeah, I'd say the number one problem, and I know this probably goes for the whole state, but especially here, I don't have water. I am down to my last pond out of six ponds, and that pond has about 5 to 6 feet of water, and it's going down every day because all my cattle are drinking out of it. The creeks are dry, which normally have water in them this time of year. Those creeks are dry. All my friends that are ranching, same story. They're running low on water. If we do not get those significant 2 to 4 or 5 inch heavy rains that cause basically a flood, I've never prayed for a flood in eastern Oklahoma in my life. And so this proves that we must be really messed up right now. But if we don't have that, I don't know how we can sustain, I wouldn't say agriculture, but I would say more at ranching. I don't know where cattle are going to get their water. You can't afford to buy it from the cities because, I mean, it's very expensive to begin with there. So it's not a win-win situation, that's for sure, this year.